as the song said, what is this that got me feeling so good right now? What is this that makes me want to run on anyhow? Well, I stop by to let you know it's the Holy Spirit that burns deep within. And for that fact alone, I come to give God praise, because truly he is worthy of all the praise. Amen. Yes, once again, they're coming live to you from KAYT FM Radio 88.1 in the studios at Alexandria, Louisiana. Yours truly. I would like to invite you to come and fellowship with us at New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church every Sunday morning at 9 a.m., where the Word of God is always going forth and the love of God is always being shared. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. Amen. Now, my brothers and sisters, 1 Corinthians 1:27 says, the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God had chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Now, to some people who read this particular passage of scripture, they view it and look at it as a tongue twister, because they're trying to figure out, how do the foolish things of the world confound the wise? Because a lot of us would like to truly believe that we are intelligent enough to figure things out. And then, like the second part of the verse says, and God has chosen the weak things of the world to confound the mighty. You see, that lets me know that God does not operate in the manner in which we think he should operate. A lot of times, my brothers and sisters, we are living in expectancy. And as we live in expectancy, we have a tendency to expect things to happen or come to us reveal itself to us the way that we want it to be revealed. But the bottom line is, that's not the way God operates. Sometimes we got to step outside of ourselves and take a chance. A lot of times I tell people they miss their blessing because of the fact they expect it to come a certain way. And when it don't come that way, they can't recognize that it is a blessing from God. But then the scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from. Let me say that one more time. I say the scripture tells us that every good and perfect gift comes from. But then when things good happen in our lives, we are confused. Amen? You see, my brothers and sisters, everyone likes a good underdog story. One of the most often related underdog story is the story of David and Goliath, which is found in 1 Samuel 17. David was most unlikely of heroes. He was puny, he was small, and he was young. But God chose him. You see, my brothers and sisters, when God ordains you to do something, it don't matter how big or how small. It doesn't matter how great the challenge is. When God chooses you to do something, you will succeed. Because I want you to know that God chose David to defeat a giant. That God chose David to defeat a seasoned, battle-scarred warrior. It appears that David didn't stand a chance, and the Israelites would be defeated. Have you ever been in a situation where you felt like you didn't have stood a chance? Have you ever been in a situation where you feel like this is not for you? Have you ever been in a situation where you seem like, hey, this is too great for me? I need to step back and step away from this. You see, my brothers and sisters, what we need to do, start doing more, is relying and depending upon the Lord. Amen. You see, God chose David to defeat a giant. Here it is, a little puny small man. You could only imagine somebody 5 feet two going up against a 7 foot six person. Automatically, you feel that that person is going to lose. But just like the scriptures say, if God is for you, who can be against you? Let me say that again, because I don't believe y'all truly hearing me now. You see, because I'm talking about getting through some things. And in order for us to get through some things, we got to get out of the expectancy of our own mind, our own concept, and start looking at things the way God wants us to look at it. And start leaning and depending and trusting upon the Lord. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, as the story goes on, then along comes little David, who, unbeknownst to the crowd, had already been marked as God's anointed. Amen. Remember, the Bible says, touch not my anointing. Most Christians know the story. Most of you have heard the story of how David defeats the giant Goliath, and he did it with a smooth stone and a shepherd's slingshot. Then he uses the giant's sword to cut off his head. Subsequently, David marries the king's daughter and later becomes the king himself. Amen? David married the king's daughter and later becomes the king himself. Praise God. On the surface, David seemed like a very foolish choice, but God uses the foolish things to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to confound the wise, and the weak things of the world to shame the strong. David won because he honored God. Let me say that again. I say David won because he honored God. You see, my brothers and sisters, when you are paying homage to God and allowing God to be the head of your life, it doesn't matter what's going on in your life. Amen. It doesn't matter what comes up against you in your life. You are on the winning end. Because remember, the scriptures say we are victorious. We shall have the victory because we are more than conquerors. Amen? Because we are not fighting this battle by ourselves. Remember, God said we don't have to worry about fighting the battle. Amen? Because he'll fight the battle for us. And then at the end of the 23rd Psalm, he said he will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies. You see, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you today to stand strong. And in the words of Paul, continue to fight the good fight of faith. You see, an underdog who has been counted out by the world is God's favorite vessel. Let me say that again, because I don't think you truly understand what I'm saying right now. I say an underdog that has been counted out by the world is God's favorite vessel, because only by using the foolish and the weak can God's glory shine. If you take a look at it, the majority of the preachers that preach the word of God are pastors that pastor in churches. When you take a look at their life, they've been through some things. They've had some life challenges. They had some ups and downs. Some of them have even must been to jail or been to prison. Some of them have even must been drug addicts and alcohol. You see, those are the people God can use to reach his people, because I truly believe that a person that has walked many different ways can reach various different types of people. And God wants to use those people because all of his people needs to be saved. All of his people needs to be saved. Amen? Amen. Now, people will never be able to say that David killed Goliath, even though people say it. as people should not be saying that David killed Goliath under his own power, because David by himself just didn't have what it takes. Through God, however, he had more than enough. Amen. And that's what the moral of the story, that's the moral of the message today. Like I said earlier, with God on your side, who can be against you? Let me say that one more time, because I don't really truly understand if you're hearing me now. I said, with God on your side, who can be against you? But the question is, are you on the Lord's side? You see, so many of us, we turn to God when we're in our hour of need. We turn to God when things are not going the way that we think they should be going, or the way that we want them to go. We'll turn to God. But the bottom line is, what about when things are going good in your life? Are you turning to God? I know you believers, you have seen people who have come into the church house and have given their life to Christ, and then they become faithful every Sunday. Every time the church doors open, they're there. But then as soon as that tide changes and things get a little bit better for them, then you start seeing them fade away. You see, my brothers and sisters, God is looking for, just like Uncle Sam say, he's looking for a few good men and women. God is looking for a few good men and women that's willing to dedicate their lives unto them. So that's the message that I bring to you today. Don't worry about what the world is doing. Don't worry about what's going on in the world. But turn to God. Put your hand in the hand of the man that can change anything and everything. Just trust in him, lean on him, and depend upon him. God is my everything. God is my all in all. God is, the people of old would say, he's a rock in a weary land. He's a wheel in the middle of a wheel. And I used to love it when they say he's a lily of the valley. And also he's a shelter in a time of storm. God is. Oh, yes, it is. So when I get baffled, when I get confused, all I got to do is just say, Lord, you're going to work it out for me. I don't have to worry about it, because I turn my life and my will over into your care. We all have the underdog story. We all are like David. And one thing that we must realize and truly understand, we can't do it alone. Let me say that again. We can't do it alone. But with the help of the Lord, amen. That's why it continues to say, look to the hills from whence cometh your help. And as long as you're looking up, you will always be able to get up. And nothing that this old world can throw your way will be able to keep you down. Father God, we thank you. And we give you praise. We give you honor. And we give you glory. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen.
Come on, give Deborah a hand as she comes. Jesus and me.
Feel so so happy. Yes, I will.
I'll be so happy
when I see his precious face.
I'll be so happy
when I see Jesus in his
way. So happy.
All my heartaches, they will be over.
So happy.
All my sorrows, they'll all be over.
So happy.
All my tears and my pain, it will be over. Yes, it will. Oh, I won't have to fight no more. Won't have to bear no more burdens.
Programs are underwriting sponsors of this station. The views expressed belong to its participants and are not necessarily those of the management and staff of KYT.